News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. The National Retail Federation predicts that Missourians will spend about $1,000 on holiday shopping this year. And due to the COVID-19 pandemic, most consumers are expected to do some or all of their buying online. If you're looking for Black Friday deals online this year, the Better Business Bureau's Bao Vang has some advice.
If the deal looks too good to be true, it probably is. The enticement of a great sales price was the top reason in our latest report on online shopping that victims purchased a product and lost money.
Vang recommends researching the website or business on BBB.org before buying. Missouri native Mike Hopkins is living aboard the International Space Station for the next 6 months. He's commanding a crew that launched into space on November 15th. During an update with NASA, Hopkins talks about the rocket's name, Resilience.
It's been a tough year, and the fact that SpaceX and NASA were able to get our spacecraft ready to go, the rocket ready to go throughout this year, throughout the pandemic and all of that, we were inspired by everybody's effort to do that. And so that's why we named Resilience, and we hope that it puts a smile on people's face. It brings hope to them.
Hopkins grew up in southern Missouri's Richland near Fort Leonard Wood. He also has family at the Lake of the Ozarks in central Missouri. State Farm Insurance plans to lay off 111 workers by the end of next January at its St. Louis County location. Alisa Nelson files this report.
The company has informed the Missouri Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development that it is closing its Earth City location. Jobs affected include customer service representatives, consumer loan credit analysts, and bank operations representatives. State Farm says the closing is part of the company's move to exit all banking operations. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
Hemp could become a new cash crop for northwestern Missouri, or perhaps an old crop making a return. United Cooperatives of Plattsburgh and Osborne has made an investment in Tiger Fiber, which is breaking ground on a hemp processing plant in St. Louis and is considering building a plant in northwestern Missouri. United Cooperatives President Richard Selby says he's been busy talking to farmers about the possibility of growing hemp.
We've had some tough questions, and farmers are always smarter than anybody else, and I swear by that. They're smarter than government officials for sure. but the feedback has been great, and we've been working with individual farmers. They hold the licenses in Missouri to grow the hemp, but we helped them along the way. We provided the seed to them, and they've come back with problems, but they've always had solutions.
Selby says hemp poses some problems for farmers, primarily because it is such a thick, dense crop. He says it has a wide variety of uses, from clothing to building material. This is news on MissouriNet.